back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. We have a phenomenal week of content planned for all of you listeners, as we will be live all week long from the Arizona Tennis Classic, the ATP Challenger 175K event, now in its fourth iteration of the tournament. Of course, it's our second consecutive year getting to serve as on-site media for the event. And in that capacity, of course, we have the tremendous opportunity to speak with so many different players in the main draw. A reminder to all of you listeners, Christian Garin has to play qualifying at this year's Arizona Tennis Classic. Why is that relevant? Well, it's because he's currently ranked number 87 in the world. That's right. Even with all the withdrawals, that's still the ranking cutoff just to get into this challenger event. So it is a loaded draw, of course, from top to bottom. And look, I will do my best alongside our CR intern, Owen Alderman, to try and grab every player in the main draw. We will try to offer as much coverage of this event as we can, make the most of our opportunity to be surrounded by so many different top 100 players. Again, each of those conversations we do manage to secure, you'll be able to hear them here on the Cracked Interviews podcast feed. And look, the topics are going to be pretty consistent. I'm going to ask what brings each player to Phoenix, going to ask each player for their aspirations in 2024. And then, of course, we'll tailor the rest of the interviews to whomever we are speaking to. The point, more broadly, is it's going to be a fantastic week of content, and I guarantee you won't want to miss out on any of it. So, without further ado, let's get to it. Here is another interview from the Arizona Tennis Classic. Welcome back in, everyone, to the Arizona Tennis Classic. Joining us now in our interview booth is a man making his 2024 season debut here this week. Of course, you all know him as 2021 Wimbledon finalist Matteo Berrettini. Matteo, thank you for taking the time to sit down with us. First of all, how are you feeling, my friend, and how excited are you to start your year?
Hello, everybody. Yeah, really excited to be here. I have great memories in this club, so really excited to be back. Like you said, fortunately, it's the start of the season, but hopefully it's going to be a good start. I need matches. I need, you know, good places to play tennis, so here's the perfect place.
Yeah, and we are certainly happy to have you. I'm curious, because this isn't your first time in Phoenix, and so what is it about this event, what is it about this venue that seems to bring you back every season?
I mean, obviously, the place. I mean, look at this. We're like in one of the best country clubs that I've ever been. Facilities are great for us players, especially for challenger level. You know, like, you don't see this kind of like quality that often. And obviously, good memories. I like the conditions in the desert. The ball, you know, like it's going, it's flying, and I like when it bounces like that. I think the level is really, really high. As always, this, you know, challenger is always probably the toughest challenger that we have all year round. So, yeah, I know it's gonna be, you know, a tough job, but that's what we do. So I'm here and excited to be here.
Yeah, well, again, we are so happy to have you. Look, it's a 175K, so it's not your traditional challenger, but you mentioned it, the strength of the field, the cutoff to get into the main draw ranking spot was 89, which speaks to how loaded this draw is. In that spirit, I'm curious, do you put expectations on yourself this week? Are you just hoping to play out, come healthy? You know, what are you hoping to accomplish here in Phoenix?
No, obviously, I would love to have a long run here, but I have to be, you know, objective in a way. It's been almost 7 months, I think, that I played my last match. Last year, I didn't play many tournaments, so I need matches. I need tournaments. I need to start feeling, you know, tennis player again, and hopefully this one is going to be the perfect place to do it. But obviously, not great expectations in a way that I feel ready. I feel like in good shape. I am playing good tennis in practice, but we know that there is a big difference between practice and matches. But I mean, I'm here, I'm excited, I feel confident, and let's see how it goes.
Yeah, well, we are looking forward to it. Again, I know something you are always focused on, your serve, your forehand, so frequently that dictates how your matches go. How easy is it for you in practice to replicate that rhythm? You mentioned it, you've played very few matches these last 15 months. Have you been able to get your match play up, I guess, on the practice court? Do you think it will translate well? I guess, what's the thing you're most concerned about? What's the thing you're most excited about returning to the court?
Yeah, there are many obviously questions, you know, sure. that I'll try to answer on court. I have basically a complete new team, you know, after I split with my long time forever coach Vincenzo. So you know, many new things, you know, in my head, in my strokes, in my game, and we worked really hard though. We worked really hard. We try to replicate, you know, as much as possible what I do on court during matches in practice. One thing that I wasn't worried about during all this time that I wasn't playing was my level. I know that, you know, what I'm capable of, but tennis is a consistent sport. You have to be consistent. You have sure. to play many tournaments, many matches to be, you know, up there. And so that's what I'm trying to do, and what I'll try to do this season as well.
Yeah, well, again, we are all looking forward to seeing it. My last two questions for you. Some off-court news. You were a big part of Breakpoint Season 1. Obviously, the news comes that Netflix has decided to discontinue the series. I'm curious your reaction to that.
I don't know. I mean, I personally enjoy doing it. Yeah. They've been filming a lot, also the second part of the 2022, and they didn't show anything about that. So I was a little bit, you know, why?
Yeah,
but at the same time, I know it's also that it's business. You know, like they have to value what's the best story, what's the best, you know, story to tell to the people. In general, I think tennis, it's really tough to explain in a way. You know,
sure.
especially to people that don't know about the tour, they don't know about all the small things. Personally, I got a lot of great messages from my friends and not friends, people that I don't know, about my episode and about what I put on the table. You know, like. When I decided to do it, I said, okay, if I do it, I do it all the way. Like, I'm not going to put any filter on it. And I think it came out pretty well. But maybe in the future, something else is going to pop out, and we are all ready for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we would love to see you back in something similar. My last question for you, again, we've kind of alluded to this being your return to the court. You haven't played many matches. I'm curious, big picture here for 2024. Do you set goals for yourself for this season? And I'm curious if you'd be willing to share those goals with us, or if it's more of a take it by a week by week basis.
Yeah, definitely week by week, almost day by day,
yeah,
because
sure.
it's, you know, like, but this is really something that we spoke about with my team, you know, because it doesn't really make sense to make plans for 6 months if in the last 15 months, like you said, you didn't play enough matches. Obviously, I would love to have a long run in Rome, in Wimbledon, Paris, you know, big tournaments, but I missed the last two years in Rome, for example, which is the city where I was born. So it was really tough for me to, you know, like to accept that kind of like pain for the sport. So my goal is just to be really healthy, enjoy what I'm doing, going back to the level that I know I can play, and then let's see. But I'm confident. I worked really hard, and I think I found again the joy for you know everything that it's going on in tennis, and I'm excited. Yeah,
we are again so excited. My last question, in that spirit of excitement, how helpful or frustrating, because I bet it's been a little bit of both, Sinner wins his first slam, Arnaldi's on the rise, Caboli's on the rise, Musetti's on the rise. Obviously, you and Lorenzo have been doing it for some time. Italian men's tennis is having a moment. What's your reaction been to it? How motivating is that?
No, it's motivating me so much,
yeah.
Being by their side. You know, when they won the Davis Cup, I was there cheering for them, because we are, you know, one country, and
yeah.
we are supporting the flag all the time. So it was great for us, was great for the people. I think tennis, since obviously, like you said, since Cecchinato, since me, mm-hmm. since Fabio Fognini, you know, started growing and growing and growing. And now, obviously, with Yannick winning the Davis Cup and then the Australian Open, yeah. you know, just tennis in Italy now explodes so much that I think it's just good for us, good for the sport, good for everybody. All these young guys that you mentioned, I met them when they were really, really
yeah,
young.
Yeah.
So it's, in a way, if you think about it, it's crazy, you know, like time is going like this. I came here first time was 2019. It's already 5 years. So I feel like already almost a veteran, which is unbelievable because I feel pretty young, but it's, I think it's great for tennis in general when there are many players, keeps also the pressure away. Imagine like a guy like Flavio Caboli that is having
sure.
an unbelievable year, already, I don't know, 60 in the world, something like this. Having Yannick and Musetti that are almost the same age at that level keeps a lot of pressure away from you, you know, because you're not the first one in the country. You don't have to prove anything but just to yourself. So I think it's also good for the young ones.
No, absolutely. And, you know, again, even with all their success, I'm sure you are ready to remind them who the big dog is. And so, you know, you said it. I think you're a 96. I'm a 95. I don't like that we're approaching 30. That's no fun for us, but certainly fun to get to have the chance to chat with you. And
Thank you. Sincerely,
tennis is a better place when you are healthy. So
thank you.
Appreciate you chatting, and not just good luck this week. Stay healthy, my friend, and
thank you.
Good luck this season.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.